ITR 101.9. DJ Abel, do you have fun?
Each and every time. It's a blast.
You killed it.
Thank you.
That was, I've heard a lot of good sets from you, but that was very good.
Much love. Exceptional.
Trinidad and Tobago, what's up?
Represent.
Rihanna's Roti.
Rihanna's Roti each and every time.
Shout out Port Moody. Yeah. Yo, shout out D Roti Shack.
D Roti Shack's nice, man, but if you're going for an actual roti, make sure to check out Rihanna, because D Roti Shack, brown down chicken. He's all about the stew.
Very nice. If you're in Victoria, Trini to Debo.
To this too.
Very nice. Yeah.
And if you're in Seattle, Pam's Kitchen.
There you go. Just a few, if you want to do, if you want to continue this Soca experience, we got a couple of things for you. So yeah, check that out. Anyway, we are always here every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Big shout out to our guests. Big shout out to RPP Sound. Big shout out to DJ Abel. Big shout out to you, the listener. Be sure to catch this podcast or at CITR.ca. Till next Tuesday, you've been fucking with the troop.
Yeah. Hey. Any shout outs you want to give Young Avocado?
Yeah, man.
No, you did. Yo, what
you
about
did
you,
super well, man?
Shout out to all the kids on my football team. I know they're listening to Crimes and Treasons because they're smart.
Warriors!
We undefeated.
Yeah. That's all you got to say, undefeated.
Horsey.
Shout out to Dante, my nephew. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yo, shout out to you walking. That's a major key, major development.
He's been walking.
Key.
He also says car and truck and... He whispers bug.
That's tough.
Bug.
He knows. Yo. He knows.
Big shout out to Nene. Yo, shout out to Joe. I know you listening. Shout out to Claudia Brooks listening. Miss Cuba Habana. Yeah.
Avocado.
Yo, I just want to shout out Mavis Beacon for giving me these mad typing skills.
Oh, no.
Mavis.
Who's Mavis? Oh, bro.
Mavis Beacon
teaches typing.
What?
Big
that's a
shout
program?
Out to the teacher.
Program. I was going to say Maven. Feels like that's a name that's going to come back.
Okay. Okay. Yo, big shout out right here. I just want to shout out. You know, my sound, back and out sound. But, that, you know, that's just me, right? So, but also shout out Clash Act, my crew. But also want to shout out the one and only, my girl, Angelina. Just want you to know, a.k.a. Coloring Book. I know you're listening. Got you.
Jolie.
Hey. And that about concludes.
Next Tuesday, can fuck with the troop again right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We out.
Chill. Rip.
High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.
Here, Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. My name is Matt. If you're a brand new listener, you can find out all about the show by listening through to the end, or you might want to check out the blog at some time as well. AustralianRadio.com is where you can find our podcast archive of over 300 shows and an interview archive as well. We do our best to record and broadcast interviews from here. I record them in Canada, where I'm living, with some great independent artists from these parts. I did grow up in Australia, and that's what inspired me to host this show each week. We usually start with some older Australian music up front, but this week we've got some classics from Canada, specifically from Vancouver. The Georgia Strait magazine has put out their list, what they're calling it, a highly subjective list of the 50 best songs ever coming out of Vancouver. Definitely a pretty much impossible task. How do you narrow it down to 50? But they've had a go, and I guess they have every right to, because the Georgia Strait has been a mainstay in the independent press, writing reviews for each issue for many, many, many years of local music. And they've put together a really fascinating list of a lot of bands that I've never heard of before, because I did not grow up here. There's some I have, but I want to play for you three. I'm going to pick at random, and we'll probably play some more over the coming weeks. These lists are great. Last week I played some tracks off a list of 30 great Australian punk tracks. So we'll revisit that list as well. But for now, here are three bands out of Vancouver. First up, the Modernettes. Then we're going to hear from the Blue Shadows. And finally, Band Pure. So first up, we've got the Modernettes and their classic song called Barbara, which came out in 1980. So it's a great dose of pop punk here with the Modernettes. And then the second group we're going to play, kind of an old country group that got together for only one album, I believe. They are called the Blue Shadows. So they put out an album called On the Floor of Heaven in the mid-90s. And we're going to hear a track from that record called Coming On Strong. And then Pure, an alternative rock band from Vancouver, they had an album called Generation Six Pack in the mid-90s, and we're going to hear Anna Is a Speed Freak, the single off that. So tracks now from this interesting list, the Georgia Strait magazine's highly subjective list of the best songs to come out of Vancouver. Here's the Modernettes. We're going way back to 1980. You're on Stranded.
Together, Barbara. Well, the drugs get us out so she can pass. You know I'm talking about Barbara. Everybody's looking at her. Do you want to give me a spit cup?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Journey into the musical history of Vancouver. There are three acts that are on a list that I saw pop up online from the Georgia Strait magazine, listing their highly subjective list of 50 best ever songs to come out of Vancouver. So three acts there, starting with the Modernettes with their classic punk track there, Barbara, from their record Teen City. That's going way back to 1980. And then the Blue Shadows with the song called Coming On Strong. So that's from 1993. And the Blue Shadows were a short-lived project with a real great kind of Everly Brothers sound, classic kind of sound there. And then finally, straight from the grunge era, Pure with Anna Is a Speed Freak. That record, that song came out in 1994. On the Generation Six Pack record. So interesting list, highly subjective list of the Georgia Strait's opinion of the 50 best ever songs from Vancouver. We will revisit that list. I enjoyed learning about the music of that great city, just really rich musical history. I've spent a number of years living there. I don't live there right now, but I've absorbed a lot of great music from Vancouver, and there's an endless supply of bands that I don't know much about. So that's the purpose of the show, is to play interesting music and educate listeners both here in Canada or wherever you may be listening. Next up, brand new Australian music. We're going to kick it off with a group called The Sand Pebbles. So they're a psychedelic rock band from Melbourne who have not been overly active of late, and they've just come out with their first record, I believe, in about 6 years. They formed in 2001 on Bastille Day, apparently. Interesting story. They formed on the set of Neighbours, the soap opera, by three of the show's screenwriters, Christopher Hollow, Ben Michael, and Piet Collins. And singer-guitarist Andrew Tanner joined shortly thereafter. So that's kind of fascinating, forming on the set of Neighbours. So Sand Pebbles have released 5 albums in Australia. The last was 1,000 Wildflowers that came out in 2009. So they're back with an album called Pleasure Maps. So here's the single Desire Lines. And then we're going to hear from Big League. They are a new record. They have they're a new band with a record out on Off the Hip Records, which is a really great record label. And then Benny Walker, the Aboriginal singer-songwriter, with his track Save from the Undercover record. Lots of great new music ahead, starting out here with the Sand Pebbles from Melbourne. Thank you.
since you've been gone, things ain't been so bad. What if you heard that everything is alright since we went our separate ways? And if you knew that I was moving on, would it help you do the same? Just let go of whatever hurt you. Reach out for what you need. Cause the truth is that I'm holding on. Try, but it will show.